This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hoping to get families and newcomers out on the ice for the annual Winter Free Fishing Weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, anyone can fish in most state waters without needing to purchase a fishing license or trout and salmon stamps. The goal is to encourage more people to try the sport out for free and hopefully encourage them to continue fishing throughout the rest of the year. Luke Alexopoulos is the Senior Public Relations Manager for Visit Eau Claire. He shared some of the most popular local fishing spots available for free fishing weekend.
This region has plenty of great fishing spots, whether that's ice fishing or stream fishing. But lakes like Half Moon, Altoona, and Wissota offer that kind of classic Wisconsin ice fishing. So those are the great spots that people really love in this area.
Alexopoulos says those local fishing spots offer anglers a chance to catch fish like northern pike, panfish, and both large and smallmouth bass. He also shared some advice for newcomers to the sport hoping to take advantage of the free fishing weekend.
I would say that ice fishing and fishing in general is such a blast. I encourage anyone that's new to the sport to get out there and do it, but definitely encourage people to do it responsibly, safely, and stay informed. Make sure that the ice is thick enough to safely get out there. That would be my number one priority and advice for new people.
Anglers participating in the free fishing weekend should remember to take proper safety precautions before heading out on the ice, especially after a few days of warmer weather in the region. The Department of Natural Resources does not actively monitor ice conditions, so they should check with local fishing clubs or bait shops for the latest ice safety information. They should also wear warm and water-resistant clothing, bring a cell phone with them in case of emergency, and let their friends or family know where they're planning to go and when they plan to return. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared his thoughts on balancing the economic potential of data centers and protecting the state's environment this week. In a wide-ranging press conference on Monday, Governor Evers said he believes striking that balance between economic growth and keeping climate change in check is possible for the state. Placing fair regulations on the data centers has some bipartisan support in the state legislature. A Republican-proposed bill seeks to ensure nearby ratepayers aren't on the hook for additional energy needs. A Democrat-proposed bill seeks to require the data centers to report their energy and water usage to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. That bill would also establish renewable energy usage requirements and sustainable building standards. Local residents and environmental groups have raised numerous concerns over the energy and water usage of the sites, as well as concerns over groundwater and air contamination. A Marquette Law School poll found a slight majority of Wisconsinites think the costs of data centers outweigh the benefits. Wisconsin Eye has officially launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise the money needed to resume their state capital programming. The nonprofit is seeking to raise a total of $250,000 to cover 3 months of their operating budget. The service was shut down last month due to a lack of funding. In addition to losing access to live streams of things like assembly hearings and committee meetings, Wisconsinites also lost access to thousands of hours of previous official state proceedings, campaign events, and interviews. As the nonprofit continues to raise the funding needed to resume their operations, some lawmakers are proposing the creation of a state-run replacement for the service. A bill proposed by Democratic state lawmakers would establish the Office of the Public Affairs Network through the Department of Administration. The state would allocate $2 million a year for the service, providing residents with continuous coverage of legislative floor sessions, press conferences, executive branch proceedings, and Supreme Court hearings. Like neighboring Chippewa Falls, the city of Eau Claire is also hoping to finish removing all of the ash trees from public streets this year. According to Forestry Department officials, there are less than 350 ash trees that still need to be cut down in Eau Claire. City crews have been working on the tree removal project for over 10 years, cutting down thousands of trees to protect against the invasive emerald ash borer. City officials also say they've replanted over 70 different species of trees since then to replace the removed ash trees. A Chippewa Falls man is suing the city and three police officers after claiming he was injured following an improper mental health detention. According to court documents, Philip Nelson of Chippewa Falls is accusing the city of failing to train and supervise its officers. He alleges that he suffered assault and battery while being handcuffed and restrained by the officers, and that he was improperly transported to Mayo Clinic Hospital in Eau Claire, where he suffered a torn meniscus. Nelson is seeking over $300,000 in damages. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has been honored by the Carnegie Foundation for its community engagement efforts. According to a press release, UW-Eau Claire was one of 237 institutions across the country recognized with the 2026 Carnegie Elective Classification for Community Engagement. Officials say the classification highlights the school's commitment to working with the local community on things like research projects and civic learning. UW-Eau Claire will maintain the designation until 2032, after which it can seek reclassification. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is calling for Wisconsin lawmakers to pursue new laws restricting the operations of immigration and customs enforcement agents in the state. On Monday, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez proposed new laws that would ban federal officers from making arrests in community spaces like schools and courthouses, prevent them from covering their faces during raids, and require them to display their badges and wear body cameras. She also noted that those proposals are unlikely to come to fruition under the current Republican-controlled state legislature. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 78-75 in Minneapolis. The Badgers' John Blackwell with a three-point shot at the buzzer for the win.
I just went to my go-to move, Hezzy three. And honestly, it looked good when it came off the hands. And I held it up and then, you know, give Glad all the glory for letting me go in.
Up next, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marquette losing on the road to St. John's 92-68. The Bucks blown out at home 139-106 by the Timberwolves.
You know, no excuses. We just didn't have it. We were flat. I thought our guys tried at the beginning of the third quarter to fight back a little bit. But when you dig yourself that big of a hole, every basket, every turnover, anything hurts. So I actually probably should have pulled the plug earlier because I just thought we were flat. I didn't think we had anything tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny, breezy, and colder today with a high in the upper teens. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows near 5 above. Snow ahead for Thursday and Friday. Minor accumulations. Wind will pick up and colder temperatures will move into the area. Currently, it's 10 above.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.